Founded in 1962 as Kirloskar Cummins, a JV with Cummins Inc. of the US. It became a Cummins Inc. subsidiary in India in 1997 and diversified into power generation from 2005. The data center build-out from 2023 created a structural demand cycle for large gensets. By financial year 2025, revenue topped rupees 9,000 crore with profit above rupees 1,500 crore and margins above 18%. 1962 founded as Kirloskar Cummins Limited, a joint venture between the Kirloskar Group and Cummins Inc. of the United States. 1975 it powers India's commercial vehicle, construction equipment, rail and marine fleets. 1997 Cummins Inc. consolidates global ownership, and it becomes a Cummins Inc. subsidiary in India. 2005 it diversifies into power generation, making gensets a parallel franchise. 2018 margin pressure from emission norms and the CPCB 4+ transition delays orders. 2023 the data center build-out, in India and globally, creates a structural demand cycle for large gensets. 2024 the order book hits record levels as the CPCB 4+ transition is fully absorbed. Financial year 2025 revenue tops rupees 9,000 crore with profit above rupees 1,500 crore and an operating margin above 18%. 2025 genset revenue accelerates on data center orders and the industrial engine business recovers, with data centers and the CPCB 4+ ramp flagged as key drivers. 2026 the stock crosses all-time highs as the genset business turns from cyclical into structural. Cummins has been India's largest diesel engine maker for 60 years, and for most of that time the market treated it as a cyclical industrial. The data center boom changed the framing. The same gensets that once rose and fell with the capex cycle have become a structural rent. The same engine, in a different cycle, gets paid a different multiple. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point. Cummins has been India's largest diesel engine maker for 60 years, and the market kept treating it as cyclical. The data center cycle turned the genset business into a structural rent. The same engine, used in a different cycle, simply gets paid a different multiple. Re-rating sometimes comes not from a new product but from a new use for an old one. This is general information, not investment advice.